Keaton Gologli with Lugnuts outfielder Kip Schutz. Kip, welcome to the Toronto Blue Jays organization. How did that come about?
Well, I ended up asking for my release from the Orioles, and just about 2 or 3 days later, Charlie Wilson called me from the Blue Jays, and so they had an opportunity for me, and I kind of hopped on it quick, and I was out here, I think, 5 days after I asked for my release, so it's going well so far. It's good meeting all these new people, you know. It's definitely a lot of change, but it's good.
What are some of your first impressions of the Blue Jays organization so far?
Oh, I like it a lot. You know, it's a good communication. Everybody seems nice, you know. There's not too much difference just playing baseball, you know. That's what I do for a living, and, you know, whenever it comes down to it, nothing really changes with that. So that's good, and I'm looking forward to the future.
Okay, but let me ask you about Trick Winkle, your YouTube trick video shot. How did that come about?
Just a bunch of my friends, obviously, in the video got together, and we just thought of doing it. They actually did one last year, but it wasn't as big, and they asked me to do it this year. And we ended up raising, I think, around $2,000 for the Evansville Boys and Girls Club. So that was something good that came out of it also. But, you know, we just get kind of bored in the offseason, had a lot of time on our hands, so we decided to do that.
How much practice went into each one of those shots?
Some shots took 3 tries, some shots took 100, you know. It just some took a lot of time, some didn't take very much time at all, but it was definitely a blast to do, and obviously you can see in the video that we had a lot of fun.
So did you just then take the camera out and say, okay, I'm going to see if I can put this ball through the McDonald's arches and down into the hoop?
Well, yeah, I mean, the guy that actually filmed is, you know, into film and everything. His name's John Bonenberger, and he loved doing it. You know, he brought his camera everywhere, and we drove around, looked for, like, a billboard or, you know, like the McDonald's sign, you know, stuff like that to have trick shots with, and, you know, it turned out pretty good for us.
Kip, let me ask you about your time at the University of Indiana. How did you end up choosing Indiana?
Well, I always wanted to go there. You know, as a little kid, I wanted to play basketball at IU, and I actually did play a little basketball while I was there, but that was my dream, you know, growing up in Indiana, playing basketball for the Hoosiers. And whenever they offered me and I went and visited, I was like, yeah, I'm coming here. So that's basically how it happened.
Tell me about your basketball playing experience there.
Oh, basketball at IU is unreal. You know, everybody knows who you are. You get treated great. Coach Crean was great. The whole coaching staff was great. The players were great, you know. It was just a great experience for me and a dream come true.
What was the walk-on experience like? What did you have to do in order to make a spot on the squad?
Well, the baseball team actually had a 3-point contest with the basketball team, and I ended up beating their best shooter in a 3-point contest. And then the next day, Coach Crean asked me to work out, and from there on, I was on the team. So it's a great experience.
So then going there, you didn't know you'd have a chance to walk out or try to play a little bit?
Oh, no, it was my junior year. So went a couple years, and then Coach Crean came, and Coach Sampson had some violations, and the team kind of went downhill, and we had to get some more guys, and I was one of those guys.
Now, Kip, what was your draft day experience like when you finally did end up signing?
Oh, it was great. I got called by this guy that drafted me, and then I got called by tons of other people and text messages and all that stuff, but I was just ready to go, ready to play. So I signed, I think, within the week and got out playing.
What have been some of the biggest adjustments to your game since you've now been in pro ball for about 4 years?
Oh, it's just about, you know, making it as simple as possible when you're hitting, you know, and getting as many reps as you can during practice, during BP, during all that stuff. You know, that's what it's all about. That's what, you know, from this level to the big leagues, that's the main difference is consistency. And everybody has the tools at this level, but you just got to do it consistently night in, night out, and that's the biggest thing I work on.
What are the tools that you possess?
I think I'm an average defender, an above average hitter, and I know the game well, play the game right, and hopefully help the team get some wins.
If you could go back and give yourself one piece of advice, the Kip that was coming out of college and getting ready to start his professional career, what would it be?
Just work hard day in, day out, you know, and that's what I do now. And, you know, you learn from guys that are older than you in the system and all that stuff, and you just got to work hard day in, day out, and be consistent.
Kip, thanks so much for joining me, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you very much.
That was Kip Schutz, the newest outfielder for the Lansing Lugnuts. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll have more Lugnuts baseball in Big Country 92.1.